So here we are, sitting at the Rising Zone in Rockland, California. This is our new studio, and I'm sitting across from Natasha, and we're opening up season two. Yeah, so welcome back to recording and getting back into the grind of meeting with guests and all of the fun that we had last year.
Oh, we didn't stop.
Yeah,
maybe back for them.
We stopped releasing the episodes, but we have some that we've banked up. But we're going through a little change. So we started off as Grandpa and the Millennial. We're going through a change. We're going to a new brand, which I want to get to. But I wanted to just take a minute to reflect on last year and talk about what you enjoyed, what you didn't enjoy. And I told you I was going to give you 1 year, and here we are. We're going to go into year two. So
lucky me. Just kidding. Oh, this is my favorite part. So I really was reflecting, and you know me in the feels all the time. I realized, like, as I looked back at the last year, that we just get in our bubble. So I think my favorite thing is we have 40, 50 people that we've interviewed, and I consider my network expanded. And if I just listed out, like, on paper, like, I know an interior designer, and I know a professional basketball player, and the youngest woman military captain or Marine captain, Talia. I look back and, like, it's very impressive and enlightening. And I think that just has been my absolute favorite part, is that we've met so many great people and heard so many great stories. And it's just, that's like season two. There wasn't even a question. Of course.
Yeah. And I absolutely love meeting with everybody. We started off, Grandpa and the Millennial, and the concept was, having two different perspectives from two mm-hmm. different generations. And it definitely, I felt it, I see it, it comes across when we're having the conversations. But we kept getting asked if you were my granddaughter. And I was like, I have a grandpa, but I'm not that old. And so there was a little bit of disconnect from the way we branded it. From Grandpa and the Millennial into a leadership podcast, where we were really talking about sales and leadership. And it evolved into just hearing these great stories and success stories of people on what their journey and their path was. And through that, we learned that, it wasn't necessarily about breaking down the leadership, profiles or skill sets. It was more listening to somebody and hearing their story and what mm-hmm. they went through and how they overcame, or what their thought process was. And that's really how we started to get to where we're at today, where we're primarily doing all interviews. I thoroughly enjoy it. That's my favorite part of it, is of listening to the people. What's been the biggest grind for you this past year as you've gone through, and what's been the biggest grind or challenge as you've gone through the podcast?
Oh, the biggest grind. I think the, how do I say, like, the, just all the behind the scenes stuff, the work, right? Like, it's hours on top of our day job. It's learning how to create content and run social and, present things and stories and our reels and our posts in a way that are meaningful to people and impactful. And so I think there's a lot that goes into that, and wanting to make sure that we showcase our guests right and highlight their stories right. And so I think just consistently learning, like, every single, I don't think there's a day, maybe a couple, that we didn't talk about, like, oh my gosh, this could be better, we could do this differently. And just learning, it's been a massive learning experience the last year. And it's just, I think that's what it is. It's just knowing that we have very minimal answers and we're just learning them as we go. So, the grind is the grind, I think. What about you?
It would be editing. Editing takes a while. So we all have our go-to words, and we all have the ums, there's coughs. So going through and back through the conversation and doing my best to make sure that what we put out for the individual whose story we're telling is as clean as possible. That's where the grind comes in. But the joy definitely comes from every time we finish a podcast, we are energized and excited on what just took place and hearing from another individual. And to your point, we've made so many friends mm-hmm. Over the past year that it's just been an incredible ride.
Yeah, absolutely. And it always outweighs the goodness, the accomplishment, the feelings after, you know, how our guests feel and the things that have come from the podcast, you know, makes the work, you know, easier. So absolutely. And we've learned a lot. I mean, how many audio recordings did you edit before the podcast ever in your life?
None. Zero.
Yeah. Proud of you. Good job.
That's been fun. And then, you know, it's also been fun. I've taken the equipment and I've sat down with my family or friends and, you know, we'll have a drink or two.
I love that.
We've recorded a couple of, you know, private episodes where we're just talking about family history. I would definitely encourage people to do that. So it's brought me closer to a lot of friends and community. And we have tons of support. We have, you know, probably well over 1500 people that are following us across the different platforms and listening to our episodes. And then the feedback we got was also incredible. What was some of your favorite feedback you've gotten this year?
Ooh, good question. So I think my favorite feedback has been the guests' reaction to themselves. You know, we had a guest tell us like, oh, listening back, I was like, who is that? Like that, they didn't, it was just hearing themselves or how they did it, you know, elicited their feelings and all of that. And they were proud of what they did. And others that they got feedback from their friends or family. And, you know, they've told us like, oh, it was enlightening to do that. Or, oh, I was, you know, so-and-so told me that it would be therapeutic or whatever it was. So I think that's the best feeling, is because I love, you know, I love every episode. I love every conversation. I get something out of it. But I think I love most when they were kind of caught off guard, like, oh, I didn't think my story was that important. And then coming out of it, you know, finding out that it was, or being proud of themselves for doing it. Like that was my favorite part for sure.
Yeah. It's my favorite part as well. And, it's always, it took us a while. If you listen back to our first 30 episodes.
I don't think I'll listen back ever.
Yeah. We've evolved as well. I'm not saying that we're where we need to be, but we're definitely not in, you know, the first couple episodes we were fumbling through it. But every person that comes on, whether they hide it or not, it takes them about 10 minutes to warm up to the microphones, the environment, the world that they're just walked into, and to get to see them relax and then forget that they're on a podcast. And sometimes you can hear it in the episode, there's a little bit of, you know, hesitation and nervousness, and then it just smooths out and we're having a conversation with somebody, sometimes over a drink, most of the time not. But that's also been one of my favorite and most interesting spot, is people just get into their comfort zone and they share. There's been some very vulnerable conversations, very powerful conversations and lessons to be learned that I've gotten feedback from. You know, whether it's friends, families, listeners I've never met, saying, hey, this person said this and it really impacted me, which is why we started it.
It's exactly why we started it. And the conversations that you don't always have, well, maybe if you're me, you have them at the, you know, the bar or whatever at the party, but they're conversations that you don't always get to. So no way would I have, even if I had introduced myself to any of our guests or ran into them or even had, you know, a 10-minute conversation, probably wouldn't have gotten as deep or as just insightful of a conversation, which is hands down my favorite part.
So we're going into season two. We changed the brand. We've changed our social. Everything is now around Tell Us Your Story. And it's Tell Us Your Story in Northern California. So from your perspective and sharing with those people who are listening, what can they expect? Why are we doing this? What's it going to look like and sound like? What's the difference? What's happening?
Yeah. And I don't want it to seem like it's this massive shift. Like, we appreciate all of the followers and listeners, and we still think that what we're bringing will resonate with them. I know leadership was a very big theme in the first season, and I love that every single day. And I still, maybe if I don't even say it, I still think that that theme is going to be throughout. It's just, you know, just because the title changes, like that will be very similar. So I don't want people to think like, oh my gosh, this is all new. Like, will I like it? Will I not? It's very, very similar. I think where we're broadening a little bit, what they can expect is a little bit more on the I would say like business side of things is, you know, maybe it's not necessarily about their leadership principles, but we're talking to people who have interesting stories, who have started businesses or who are leaders maybe in their community or influencers in ways that there's, you know, they're making impacts, and we're still getting that behind the scenes story. So I don't think it's that different. I think we're just shifting a little bit more to, you know, people that are right around us, that are in our area, that we might not know the story otherwise.
Yeah, and I think it's important. These are business owners or influencers or people that are within our communities and services that we can use. Yeah. And that's really what I'm excited about. And we're making an attempt at going out either to a winery or we're going out to a restaurant at least once a month, if not more. And we've started to do some of those interviews, and they're coming up. And the business owners where we're sitting, you know, we're at the Rising Zone, which is Yvonne. She's the first episode of season two. It's coming up next week. And what her business and empire that she's put together. And now we're sitting in that studio. We have a studio now. So how we all work together with not just the businesses, but the people in these communities and understanding their backstory. Yeah. And why do I want to work with this particular person? Or why would I want to engage with this person? Or why would I want to go to this winery? How did they get there? So we're really hoping to tell those stories. And that brings us to, you know, why are we sitting in a studio? Why did we move to a studio? We were doing it out of the kitchen.
Well, we miss it. So we miss the kitchen table so much. Well, real quick before we talk about that, I think the you hit on a really good point, the community aspect of it. So really, I feel like people are very quick to like think that, you know, the next mentor they need or the success story or whatever is like really far away or has to be somebody that's, you know, super famous and out of reach, when we have all of these people that are right around us and all these great experiences, whether it's just visiting a new restaurant, right? Maybe somebody doesn't necessarily want to know the backstory, but they want to know the cool spots in town. You know, I think the community aspect of it is what we're building. And you mentioned we're sitting in the Rising Zone. And since we've been here, we've met, you know, even a handful of other businesses. We're collaborating. We see them collaborating, which people will hear. That's exactly what the, you know, the space is for. But I think it's so good. I heard something the other day about the red car theory. Have you heard it?
I have heard this.
Yeah, they talked about, like, if I asked you, you know, how many red cars did you see on the way here today? How many?
I would say, I don't know. Zero, or I don't know, because I wasn't looking for them.
Yeah. But if I told you, like, hey, I'll give you $1,000, like when we come next week, if you tell me how many red cars, right? And all of a sudden you're actively looking for the red cars. And so I think it just goes to show, right, all the opportunities that are around us, the people that are around us. If you're not looking, then they're just going to go by, right? But if you put effort into that, it just brings things to light. And so that's what we want to do. Highlight the people in the communities, highlight places and businesses and all of that. So anyway, community is going to be a big, big piece, I think.
Community is going to be a big, big piece. And then I'll always come back to the two things that you can control in life, which is attitude and effort. And whether you're 15 years old or you're 18 years old and you're just getting out, or you're 70 years old, there's nothing you can't do. And when you listen to these stories, sometimes I sit back and I'm like, oh, they just went for it. They just made the decision that they were going to go do this, and it's happening. And I think so many times we let all of these preconceived notions of it can't be done, or I need to have this in place before I take that first step in the journey. These stories prove that that's not the case. Not that, you know, you don't take responsible actions, but these stories to me are very inspirational in that everybody has their own journey and their definition of success and the path that they're on. And we get to share them, and you and I get to be very intimately involved with sitting with people in a room and hearing their stories, which is incredible.
Yeah. It's just possible. Like we know it, the art of possibility, right? Like it's possible, and we're hearing how people do it. So yeah, I'm super, super excited. What did you say? Why we're not doing it at the kitchen table anymore?
Yeah.
The dogs like just kicked us out. Like from both of us have dogs, and they just didn't work for them. So I think one, yes, we wanted a nice, you know, quiet space and all of that to invite guests to and make it, you know, the experience, have it quiet, all of that good stuff. But I also think that it's a step into, you might kill me, but we're going to have to get into some video content and things at some point. So I think we're growing and it's next step, baby step.
We are growing. The dogs are killing us. We've you know, taken the next step. Listeners are growing. Engagement is growing. So as we look through, you know, the next year, we talked about the community and the piece of it, but for the podcast itself, how much do you want to share? What can people expect from us as we're going through, and what should they think of us when they look at us in 6 months from now and from a year from now? What are you thinking?
Oh man, they can't see you, but I could see you. You're trying to read what I'm going to say. I think one thing is, like, yes, people might come to us, but I think we have some cool plans to, like, go out and, you know, have some of the experiences and bring a little bit of different, like, unique life to the podcast. I think that there is the expansion of who's telling their story, how they're telling it, and what we're offering to do that.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll jump on that. When I look at 6 months and then a year from now, this has just been fun. What's been most important to me is we've been able to help people and the feedback that we've gotten. But other people are coming and saying, hey, how can I tell my story? How can I facilitate this without necessarily being on your podcast? I'm like, well, what story do you want to tell? Just your story? I mean, we've heard different things. Like, I want to tell my dad's legacy. I want him to sit down. Would you be able to facilitate that? And I'm like, yeah, I could. It's an investment in time. Let's talk about it. And you've done it with family and said, hey, let's sit down with, you know, parents and let's ask them a series of questions that the next generation is going to want to know. There's love stories that people want to sit down and say, hey, you know, I want to put this together for Christmas. Can I use your equipment? I'm like, absolutely. And then we're getting questions. I'm like, how should I do it? What should I, you know, what are all of the things that we take for granted? Cause we tripped over them as we were doing, all of a sudden people are coming to us for. And then I think one of the most important ones is the celebration of life. We've had a couple people where say, hey, can you help? You know, I want to memorialize, you know, this individual's story. How can I best do that? And I'm like, we'll absolutely help you there. So, there's these paths that we're able to help people and we're growing. And we have such a support system of people that are engaging with us and giving us feedback. And we love all of your feedback. So you're listening out there, keep giving it to us. You may not see it on all the social, but we get the emails, the texts, the calls. We're definitely growing. I look forward to the podcast being sponsored in different areas where new listeners can listen to it and being featured in different places and bringing all of the people that are listening to us right now along with us on the journey, because it's not valuable if you guys aren't, if when I say you guys, with all of our listeners aren't enjoying the content we're putting out there. Otherwise it ends up being just a great conversation for you and I and the guests, but I love that we have all of these people that are supporting and listening.
Yeah. And I think that we're truly practicing what we preach. Like, we sit in and have conversations with people that are building businesses, that are, you know, overcoming challenges, that are saying yes to opportunities. And that's exactly what we're doing. We have been doing it for a year and up and coming, like, as our listeners, they're on this journey, you said, with us, right? We're going to say yes to things. We're trying new things ourselves. We're getting ideas from, you know, feedback, and we're leaning in where we can, and we're growing in all aspects. It's not just a listener thing or a volume thing. It's growing in what does Tell Us Your Story mean? What does it do? Who's on it? What do we offer? All of that good stuff. So I think we're growing, and we appreciate those that are growing with us.
Absolutely. And as we go through, you know, the coming months in this year, something for the listeners to engage with us on our socials, whether it's LinkedIn, Tell Us Your Story, Facebook, Tell Us Your Story, and then same on Instagram. And I think we're even trying on the TikTok. I don't know how any of that stuff works, but we're now telling people who we're going to be interviewing or what industry we're going to be interviewing. And we're asking you to put questions in those social mm-hmm. platforms or send them to us. And we're going to take two or three and we're going to call out our listener and we're going to call out that specific question so that there's more engagement. We have ideas of what we want to talk about, but we also want to know what you want to talk about. So if we're going to a restaurant somewhere in Napa or a winery in Napa yeah. or wherever it may be in Northern California, I would love to know you as the listener, what's your question? What do you want us to ask? And we'll go ask them and we'll give you a shout out there.
Yeah. I said we were growing, but I think a better word is building. We're building something and we want people to be a part of that. So yeah. What do you want to hear? What do you want to see? Who do you want to hear from? All of that is like, we're super open to that. And I think that's what we just keep saying. Yes. That's how we got here.
Well, I'm having a lot of fun. So
good. So it wasn't too hard to convince you year two.
It wasn't too hard to convince me of year two. It is a lot of fun. We're progressing. I'm looking forward to the episodes that start next week. And then we'll continue through the year. The guests are booking up and we have a series of exciting guests and conversations. And for those of you that are not just looking for, a place to eat or how this particular business was able to be successful, we have entrepreneurs, we have multimillionaires that are coming up that built from nothing, yeah. That are truly inspirational, that when you sit down and you listen, it wasn't really that difficult. They took a chance that most people won't. Incredibly intelligent, but that risk-taking piece is fascinating to me. And it's always an engaging conversation. So I'm looking forward to everybody listening in and learning and having some fun. So
it's going to be a good year.
It's going to be a good year. Thank you to all of you that are listening. Follow us on our socials. And please continue to give us feedback. Natasha, how are you going to close us out this year?
I know. I can't out us anymore. So we'll see you next week. You'll hear us next week. I don't know. Maybe we'll work on that.